Out to neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef buzzing with you today. The latest on the BSE cow from California with Dr. John Clifford after this.
OklahomaMineralBuyers.com is interested in buying your minerals. If you own minerals, then you need to give us a call at 855-419-1111 or visit our website, OklahomaMineralBuyers.com. If you have received an offer to sell your minerals, you need to talk to Oklahoma Mineral Buyers first. You need to compare the offers to better understand the value of what you have. You want to get the best price available for your minerals. And that's where Oklahoma Mineral Buyers can help you. Give us a call. The call is free. The service is free. And there is no obligation. Just a friendly conversation. Remember, don't settle for the first offer you receive. Call OklahomaMineralBuyers.com at 855-419-1111 or visit our website, OklahomaMineralBuyers.com. Our name says it all, OklahomaMineralBuyers.com.
We are beginning to get a few more details of that dairy animal, dairy cow from California that's been tested positive for an atypical case of BSE, bovine spongiform encephalopathy. According to USDA, the animal in question, 10 years, 7 months of age, came from a dairy farm in Tulare County, California. The animal was humanely euthanized after it developed lameness and became recumbent. The animal's carcass will be destroyed. It never got close to the food supply, USDA continues to emphasize. According to Dr. John Clifford, Chief Veterinary Officer of USDA, he told us earlier this week in Washington, D.C.
So, Ron, there's international standards that we follow with regards to BSE, whether it's atypical or a classical case. According to international standards, regardless of the type of case, you go to the years in which she was born, and you look for the first, there's 2 years of time frame that you're looking for when that animal was present there as a calf, about a year of age and the year prior to that. Those are called cohorts. So basically it's any animal that was present at that time that might still be present that if was there may have had feed that was contaminated with BSE agent, the prions. So those animals are purchased and destroyed. The other animals that are purchased and destroyed are any direct offspring of the animal. So if however many years this cow was in production, once that's determined, however many calves that this cow had, we look for those calves and purchase them. All other cows, we don't bother at all. So it is a limited number of animals, and that's based upon the science of the disease. That the science indicates that there is, it's unlikely that it would be passed to their direct offspring, but because there is some possibility, that's why we buy those direct calves as well.
Now, we also asked him about the animal ID situation, traceability of this particular animal. How easy did he think it might be, especially since it was a dairy animal?
It can be difficult. It depends upon where the animal came from, frankly, and the progressiveness of the producer and whether that producer is using what type of ID that they use to identify their animals. I would just refer you back to the Alabama case. We could never identify the actual herd of origin of that animal because of a lack of identification. The Texas case, we were able to because that animal was actually located in that herd. So it can be very, very difficult. Right now, especially within our beef sector, our traceability efforts is not where it needs to be. We're moving forward with our rule, and hopefully soon we'll have a much more effective and supported traceability system.
Of course, the Alabama and Texas cases were both beef cows. This dairy cow from California, Dr. Clifford, hopes will be an easier traceability case. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's this Saturday, April 28th, Cole Sand Creek Ranch's Spring Sim Angus Seed Stock Production Cattle Sale. Now, the sale starts at 1 p.m. at the ranch, Okemah, Oklahoma, offering 23 yearling Simmental Angus bulls, 17 heifer, and 19 cows with some pairs. For more information, give them a call today, 817-301-7149, or go online to ColeSandCreekRanch.com. The Cole Sand Creek Ranch's Spring Sim Angus Seed Stock Production Sale this Saturday, April 28th at the ranch, Okemah, Oklahoma.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.